With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. Some 20 years ago, John Edgar Wideman was preparing to teach a course in Afro-American Studies at Penn when he came across a narrative written in 1794 by Richard Allen, founder of the AME Zion Church. In it, Allen described a plague that ravaged the city of Philadelphia. The story haunted Wideman, who says he tried to turn it into a historical novel.
I've had a draft of that piece around now for I don't know how many years, and every now and again I would pick it up, look at it, think about it, think how exciting it was.
John Edgar Wideman at last shocked the story of the 18th century plague into being. It's the title piece in a collection of short stories called Fever.
Most people think it was yellow fever. It was something endemic to the Philadelphia area because Philadelphia was so low and very wet, and mosquitoes were bred.
The plague wiped out 10% of Philadelphia's population of 50,000.
A huge mortality rate. Something like 5,000 people were killed.
Wideman sees Fever as a prologue to a novel he will publish next fall about the killings of the members of the radical group MOVE by the Philadelphia police, who dropped a bomb on a MOVE house. For Wideman, the past is now. History is contemporaneous.
Richard Allen then becomes my contemporary. The plague in Philadelphia isn't over yet. The forces that Allen was combating are the forces that killed people in May 1985 when the MOVE house was burned.
Other stories in Wideman's collection are about a blind basketball player, two joggers who become part of a woman's erotic fantasy, an elderly Jew who tries to communicate with his black housekeeper. Fever by John Edgar Wideman was published by Henry Holt. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. John Edgar Wideman grew up in Homewood, a predominantly black neighborhood of Pittsburgh. He became the first member of his family to go to college and was a Rhodes Scholar. Life was different for Wideman's younger brother, Robert, who was in prison for his part in a robbery during which a man was killed.
My brother didn't do it, but because of the felony murder rule, he was held responsible and his given life sentence.
In 1984, John Edgar Wideman was nominated for a National Book Critics Circle Award for his memoir, Brothers and Keepers, in which he explored the gulf between himself and Robert.
I was a kind of horrified witness. Didn't understand what was going on. Didn't understand who he was. Didn't understand why it was happening. Brothers and Keepers is an attempt to come to terms with my brother and with that incident and make sense of it.
And also to make sense out of Wideman's own life.
How had I become so distant from the world in which Robbie lived? And what was the relationship of that world, which after all was my world also?
Wideman has written of that mostly black world in his Homewood trilogy. One of the books won the Penn Faulkner Award. Wideman's latest book is Fever, a collection of 12 short stories which reflect the storytelling tradition in his family.
All the older people in my family were just magnificent storytellers. And I learned about fiction. I learned about character. I learned about how to construct stories by listening to those folks.
Henry Holt published Fever by John Edgar Wideman. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Raised in a black neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the writer John Edgar Wideman became the first member of his family to go to college.
I was a jock. That was one way I knew I could get myself into school, by playing ball, and I love sports.
Wideman studied at the University of Pennsylvania, where he started out as a psychology major.
After counting rats running around in the cage and seeing how many times they blinked at each other, and if you had the red light on or if you put the blue light on, I got tired of that.
Literature seemed a good alternative. After college, Wideman went to England as a Rhodes Scholar, where he played on an American basketball team along with Bill Bradley. In one of the stories in his recent collection, Fever, Wideman writes of a blind basketball player. There's a precedent for that. Wideman says he used to practice foul shots with his eyes closed.
The whole idea is to be able to do this under pressure and to be relaxed and to have your body trained so it almost automatically puts the ball up.
The title story of Fever is set in 1793 as a deadly plague ravages Philadelphia. Wideman says that the story sets the stage for his novel to be published next fall about the radical group MOVE, whose members were killed when the Philadelphia police dropped a bomb on their house. Wideman says it was Philadelphia's mini version of the Final Solution, and the city is now suffering from amnesia.
There's embarrassment, there's guilt, and I think there's also fear. At some level of our consciousness, we know what went on. We know that the state exercised arbitrary power and flexed its muscles and just wiped out a group of people who were a kind of pain in the butt.
John Edgar Wideman, highly regarded author of Fever, published by Henry Holt. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.